I'm Moonlight, and this is
Banana Pill.
Banana Pill is here. She's here. She's not asleep this time because it's not 3 in the morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming into my closet.
What are we doing?
I don't know. What are we doing?
You get the host.
Oh, yeah. We're playing the Hygge game, and it's like a question asking. It's a cozy conversation and pleasant company game.
Hygge is a Scandinavian concept of like comfort and warmth and sort of simplicity, but not really. It doesn't really have to be simple. It's just like comfort and warmth, basically, kind of.
Yeah.
Definitely give it a Google.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so these are supposed to be Hygge conversation starters.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So, Banana Bell, do you like to receive cash as a present?
Yeah, man. Who doesn't?
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
No. Okay. Oh yes, there are 3 questions on this card. Do you want to know in advance how and when you're going to die?
Well, that's my
question. Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I knew how and when, I could live my life to the fullest and just live. But then also, I don't know, maybe I would get paranoid. But if I knew when I was gonna die, like, there's nothing you can do to prevent that, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna accept it.
Or...
that means that I could do risky stuff, and I know that I wouldn't die because I know that I'm going to die this way, so...
Oh yeah, that's smart.
That's definitely, yeah. I would definitely want to know.
Yeah. If someone from the year 3000 could see how we live today, what do you think would surprise them the most?
I think that the fact that we're all living in our houses exclusively, or we should be, stayed the heck home.
I'm sorry, I read the first word.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Do you say your age on this podcast? Okay, so, as a 12-year-old, what is the most romantic Valentine's Day gift you've ever received?
Oh my gosh! Okay, so one time my friend gave me a teddy bear at a father-daughter dance for Girl Scouts. That was pretty great.
Romantic.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went out of your way to thank someone?
Last time I went to someone's birthday party.
What does that tell you about yourself?
No, I mean, I haven't had to thank anyone. Oh wait, no, at Zoom meetings. I do thank people. Yeah. It's like I unmute my mic and it's awkward and I say thank you and then I mute my mic and turn off my camera. Yeah, and after dance rehearsal.
Okay, do you think it would be possible for you to meet and become close friends with a celebrity?
Who?
I don't know.
Lil Tay? She's the only person I know that would be like remotely close to my age. No.
Why not?
Because she lives in, like, another country.
Oh, well, I mean, if you lived and you met her and you were, like, hanging out, would you become close to her? Do you think it would be possible for you to become close friends with a celebrity? Or do you think
maybe.
The fact that they were a celebrity would make it, like,
I think that bad? Maybe it depends on who it is. Like, if it was Kristen Bell, then I would totally be her best friend.
Kristen Bell?
And... maybe Lil Tay.
Maybe Lil Tay. Alright.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. What actor or actress would you play in the movie version of your life?
Okay, read that one more time, word for word.
What actor or actress would you play in the movie?
Would you play or would play you?
Would you play?
What?
What actor or actress would you play?
Would play,
play you? I just can't hear you because it has the right thing on again.
Okay, well, I'll just sit here. If I were in a movie about my life, no, if there were an actor or actress in a movie about my life, it would probably be, Danny DeVito.
Who is Danny DeVito? Oh!
No, I don't.
Wait, wait, wait. I've heard of Danny DeVito.
Okay. I'm not looking.
Is there anything your parents didn't let you do as a kid that you would let your own child or children do?
Due to the fact that I'm a minor, I'm gonna pass.
No, like in the future.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not gonna answer that.
Oh yeah, good idea. Good idea. So. That's a good idea. Do you like to buy and use secondhand items? Like,
oh yeah, dude.
Thrifting is great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All the time. Like 90% of my wardrobe is thrifted.
Every day.
Maybe not every day because my bank account can handle.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait. Every day, figuratively speaking.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Yes. Okay, as you get older, do you find that you act more and more like your parents?
No. I find that I act less and less like my parents.
Really?
On a daily basis. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Is life easier for kids or adults?
Kids, because they have no responsibilities in life. Or maybe adults because they live in their own houses and they can make their own decisions. But if you make a dumb decision, then...
You go to jail.
Yeah, you messed up.
Not always, but sometimes. Okay, was there any period of your life that was difficult, but that ultimately made you a stronger or better person?
Okay, next question. Oh, yeah. Okay. Would you ever consider having children with a person that you are not in love with?
I think it would depend on, like, how that happened. But also, this podcast is PG.
Yeah.
So we're not gonna talk about that.
Have you ever chosen to be honest, even though your choice cost you money?
What?
What?
Oh, like, yeah, I don't know,
like getting out of jail.
No, I think they mean, like, if you find a $5 bill on the street and it tells you to drop it. Well, yeah, I guess. But I don't really feel like it's costing me any money because...
It's just costing them money.
Or, like, if you break something, you have to pay for it, but that's never happened to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I broke something, except for I didn't actually break it. The thing just never came with it, and they were like, bruh, you gave this back to us. It was a library. Yeah, and we had to pay them.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Do you think IQ tests are a true measure of intelligence?
No, absolutely not. I think that they can kind of gauge, like, your book smarts to an extent, but I also feel like a lot of IQ tests are
Okay, that's not.
Alright, I'm
Yeah, or... story for you.
So do I.
Ooh.
Okay. That is a weird question. Okay. What is the best song ever written?
Glued by Melanie Martinez.
Did you ever hide anything from your parents when you were a kid?
I am a kid. And yes.
Oh! Okay, T.
Okay, here's my tea. I hid a whole book that my friend gave when I was like 5. My friend, we're gonna call, wait, no, Kachan gave me a book when I was like 5, and I didn't know if I was allowed to read the book or not, but we were like, she was 4 and I was 5, so I was probably allowed to read the book, and I hid it because I didn't think I was allowed to read the book, and then I gave it back to her the day after I got it. They still don't know that I have the book.
Wow.
I had. Past tense. I don't have the book anymore.
That's a really good story.
I know.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Stories?
Your turn for stories.
Yes, I'm gonna tell you a story, but you have to... Here's what we should do. You should grab this and read a question, and then I'm gonna tell you an elaborate story.
If you could go back in time and meet your 10-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself?
I'm not answering that question. Yeah. That was fun.
Okay, what crowd were you a part of in high school, in your, like, past 2 years of high school?
Past 2 years of high school, I don't know if you just gave away my age, like,
I don't know. Oh.
That's fine.
Wait, I thought you were... Okay.
It's fine. Okay. Well, what crowd?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's different because of the schooling I've partaken.
She's homeschooled. So
you
were
nerdy, but then also I dance, so I have like athletic friends too, and like my calling friends were like studying to be psychology.
So you were like the nerd jock of high school.
Nerd jock, music nut of high school. I don't know. I have like a bunch of different friend groups.
Yeah.
We're all friends.
Okay.
It's time for my story.
Yes, what's your story?
I'm gonna tell you a story all about how my life got turned upside down. I'm just kidding. I don't have a story. I just don't.
Fun. Okay. It was ASMR.
I'm gonna ask you another question. Do you have anything with no monetary value, but with so much sentimental value to you that you wouldn't sell it for $1,000?
Monetary, like money? Okay. Oh, I have a picture of me and my friend from when we were, like, 3.
That's funny.
No, we weren't 3. I was probably, like, 7, she was 6. And... it's in a wooden frame covered in American flag stickers, because that's the only sticker that we had that was, like, a ton of matching stickers.
Yeah. Cute.
And
you love a good patriotic 7-year-old.
Scribbly paint marker, paint pen lines.
Nice.
Yeah, and I think it's in my closet. It's like right there above your head.
What is your earliest memory?
Oh, okay. I remember. No, I don't remember my first birthday. I just manifested that into my brains.
I remember my first birthday.
Yeah.
It was Candyland themed.
Uh-huh, and I stepped in my cake.
Well, yeah, you had a smash cake. And it was really cute. And you had a pink cloth diaper on. And like a pink bow. And it was all like pink and cute and candy.
And then I smashed my cake. Wasn't it like a gingerbread man?
Smash cake was just a normal little round cake, but your cake was a gingerbread man that Cookie made.
Oh yes, yes. I saw the pictures, the photos. Anyway, my earliest memory was probably like my third birthday party.
Your third birthday party?
Wait, no, not my third birthday party. I remember when I was 2.5 to 4 years. That was my second and a half birthday
you were
party.
Like,
anyway, my third birthday, and it was Dora themed, right?
Trying to remember what your second birthday was.
That's irrelevant. Oh yeah, it was Doc McStuffins.
Your third birthday.
Oh wait, no. Yeah, Doc McStuffins.
No, I thought your Doc McStuffins was your fourth.
Oh yes. Anyway, that's irrelevant to the story.
I'm just trying to figure out what your third was, for real. Are you sure it was Dora?
Yeah.
That wasn't your second birthday?
No, I'm quite positive.
Okay.
And so I was with my friends and wait. Yeah, I was with my friends and we kept like running to my room and this part is very sanitary.
Oh gosh.
We kept drinking. I had like these water bottles that I would make my dad get water in them every single night before I went to bed. And he never got different water bottles, he just got a new one every night. And so I had like 4 water bottles just in my bedroom. And me and my 3 friends went in there and we drank the water. And we were pretending it was like energy juice or something.
Oh, I remember that.
And we would just drink it and then run out of my room and run back in. Except for one time.
You had to have been like at least 3.5.
Yeah. And one time I wasn't done drinking my water, Devin, and they all left me, and I cried at my birthday party.
That's so sad.
No, because they all left me, and I wasn't done drinking water. There's someone in my room. Children, hello. Hold on, yes.
Wow.
Okay, he left.
That was a beautiful story.
Yeah. And then, no, it gets better, Anna.
Oh, dear Lord, okay.
And so, I went up to her mom, and I was like, Miss Winter, you better tell your daughter that she hurt my gosh diddly darn dang feelings.
You said
that as a 3-year-old. Yeah. Okay. And then I'm pretty sure that Debbie got grounded.
Wow, okay, that's really cute.
Except for she was 3, so she probably just got a timeout. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming to my closet. My amazing closet.
Yeah, it's quite.
I drew on my wall with chalk.
I just saw that like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it looks like a horror movie set because it has like red chalk and it's smudged.
Yeah.
And it's like the song lyrics. Yeah.
Well, anyways, on that cute note.